The motion is moved by Mr. Yang Chi-hei and Mr. Chong Wing-chan. Do you want to have anything to say on top of the top paper? On the 10th of June, I moved together with Mr. Yang this paper or motion, and we hoped that the proposal could be endorsed. But on the 19th of June, the proposal was voted down. So there is not much meaning in passing this motion today. So I could only express my condolence to the political reform package. The merit of it is that the several million people, instead of 1,200 people, will get to vote the CE. The person who gets elected to be the CE will be thankful for the voters, and then he would take into consideration public opinion in his governance. So, but the proposal has been voted down, and even if we pass the motion today, it doesn't have any effect at all. Anything else? Any supplement? Mr. Yang Chi-hin. At the start of the meeting, I've spoken. I and Mr. Chong suggested withdrawing this paper. So perhaps we need to discuss it according to the standing orders of the District Council, because we don't think that it's very meaningful to discuss this paper now, so we would like to withdraw this paper. And we hope that the society can focus on livelihood issues hereafter. We want to express a regret that the political reform package has been voted down. So, two members, do you want to withdraw this motion? Yes? We need the unanimous consent of the members to do that. Any objection on the withdrawal? Mr. Wong Kin Sun still continues to object. Or since there is a member who has objected to the withdrawal, then we have to continue with discussing this motion. The two members said that because there has been a decision on the reform package, they suggested withdrawing the motion. But then, according to the standing orders, we need the unanimous consent of the members present before we can withdraw the paper, and that is in the standing orders. So I have to act in accordance with the standing orders. So we still have to discuss this paper respectively. So, the original motion is that the Yao Jiemong District supports the consultation report and proposal for electing the chief executive by universal suffrage proposed by the government based on the basic law and the decision of the MPCSC, so that all eligible voters in Hong Kong can, through one-man vote in 2017, return the chief executive. This is the original motion, and the motion mover were Mr. Yang Chi-hei and Mr. Chong Wing-chan. Any seconder, please? Yes? Seconder? Mr. Chen Xiu-tong. Mr. Wong Kin-sun. Sorry. Mr. Wong Kin-sun seconded the motion. Any amendment to the motion? I've just received. Mr. James Toh. Mr. Lam Kim Mand authorized Mr. James Toh to act on Mr. Lam's behalf to vote on Mr. Chan's behalf. So that we've got a proposer and a seconder to the motion. Any amendment to the motion? Any amendment? Mr. Yip O Tong. Chairman, I suggest that the amendment be amended as follows. The Yao Jiemong District supports the consultation report and proposal for electing the CE by universal suffrage prepared by the HKSARG in accordance with the Basic Law and the MPCSE decision, so that Hong Kong's eligible voters can return the CE by one man, one vote in 2017. This District Council found it most regrettable that the Legislative Council has voted down on the proposal on the 19th of June. So this is my proposed amendment. Can you give us a written form, a written paper, please? So it's just that adding in something after the original motion, and that is the sentence that the Yau Tsim Mong District finds it most regrettable that the LegCo has voted down on the proposal on the 18th of June. So the amender is Mr. Yip O Tong, seconded by Mr. Chen Siu Tong. Mr. James Ho, I'll be very brief. I and Mr. Lam will oppose this. Originally, I could move further amendments, but I decided not to do so. Why? In the past 2 days, in another council, there were questions towards the SARG, and that is when one proposal was voted down, under the existing law, there is no prohibition that the SARG can, in accordance with the basic law, propose a proposal different from the former proposal, the original proposal, and they can do it can be done so within 12 days. Of course, the proposer must believe that he can get 2/3 majority of the Legislative Council members' support. This is restarting the political reform process. That Mr. Lau Kong Wai said that the SARG will not do so, but I won't be discouraged. Don't want to complicate things here. Don't want to move any amendment. I think I've expressed my stance. I am not going to move further amendment, and I would be opposing, together with Mr. Lam, the original motion and the amended motion. So any other amendments? If not, then, according to the standing orders, the original motion was moved, and then there was an amendment to the motion. We will first discuss the amended motion, and then we will vote first on the amended motion, and if the amended motion is endorsed, then we don't need to discuss the original motion. But then if the amended motion is voted down, then we will go back to the original motion and then vote on it. So that's clear to everyone, right? So if there is no further amendment, then let's vote on the amended motion. The amended motion is this. The Yau Tsim Mong District Council supports the consultation report and proposal for electing the CE by universal suffrage proposed by the HKSARG based on the Basic Law and the MPCSE decision, so that all eligible voters in Hong Kong can return the CE by universal suffrage one man one vote in 2017. On the Legislative Council's voting down on the proposal on the 18th of June, the Yau Tsim Mong District Council finds it most regrettable. So should we have a claim on the division of the voting? Yes. On this amended motion, let's vote on it. Those who are in favor, please raise your hand. All right, 17 in support of the amended motion. Those who are against, please raise your hand. 2,
2 against.
Any abstention? No. So the amended motion is endorsed by a vote of 17-2.
All right. So that's it for this item.
是啦，各位同事，因为呢我哋就突然间呢我哋个进度呢非常之快。咁
In fact, our progress is faster than scheduled. For the next item, we should start at 7:10, but then the officials are on their way and will arrive in 10 minutes time. And for item 24, again, the officials are only on their way. And we've got no AOB items. And so let's have a break of 10 minutes.